Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
I don't know how any of you are consuming this live broadcast, whether it's on FM radio or DAB or on your mobile phones, but for the very first time, more people get their news from online sources than the traditional media, such as linear TV or radio. That's the assessment of the Digital News Report, published by the new media regulator, Comisiún na Meáin. The report also found that almost three quarters of people polled are very concerned about fake news or disinformation. And Ronan O'Donnell is Media Development Commissioner with the Comisiún na Meáin and is sitting in front of me. Good morning, Ronan.
Morning, Joe. How are you?
This is a very big moment, the kind of the tilting moment where most of us get our news from digital sources.
Yes, it's been coming for a while, I think, the transition from traditional news consumption to more online digital news consumption. It doesn't mean that the news that people are consuming necessarily has changed that much, even though it has a bit, but it's more the manner in which it's being consumed is what's interesting here, I think. So for the first time, as you said, since Reuters began doing these reports in Ireland about 10 years ago, we've seen this jump, I suppose, that there's more people consuming it online than on television for the first time. The picture as a whole is interesting. As a population, the interest that Irish people have in news is huge.
Yeah.
And it's
disproportionate to other European countries.
Disproportionate to other European countries, to the UK, to America. Mm-hmm. So that's a positive, healthy thing, obviously, that there is that interest there.
Well-informed.
Popular. Yeah. And what's interesting also, and it's a bit of a dichotomy here in a way, there's a high enough trust level of news in Ireland. So 46% said they trust what most of the news most of the time, again, which is higher than our neighbours in UK and Europe and in America.
I'd say it's pretty low in America, though.
It's lower in America. And also, I think it's the question of, again, the influence of television news in America is something that's larger there than in Europe as well, which is interesting.
And does your index on this switch or this flip, does it include social media, people getting snippets of news on Facebook and Instagram?
It does. It's a big part of how people consume their news as well. Google search, WhatsApp, YouTube, Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, TikTok and X. What's interesting there is that the levels of trustworthiness for those platforms is
a bit lower.
It's a bit lower than you'd have for traditional media. So for people who find it difficult or somewhat difficult to tell if the news is trustworthy, that can be it's high for TikTok, 39%, 37% for X, 33% for Facebook. So yeah, that's where this issue of trust and trust in what news you can believe in comes into the equation. And what we've seen, I think, as a result of that a little bit, is an increase also in what we call news avoiders. So people who go out of their way to not consume news, essentially, or just, you know.
So they don't buy a newspaper, they don't subscribe to anything online. And do they switch off the radio?
They switch off. That's gone up by 10%. Now, after COVID, around COVID time, news avoidance was increasing as well. But it seemed to settle down last year, but it seems to be on the increase again. So that increase in news avoidance is something that, you know, I think as a society and as a nation and in our work as Commissioner of Man is something we kind of need to tackle as well. We need to make sure that people, the news they do consume, that they can believe in it, that it can be trustworthiness. Part of the way...
Which is something that you guys are working on.
It is. So we're hoping to bring in two new journalism schemes later this year, one for local democracy and one for local court reporting. And again, the importance of surveys like this, I suppose, it's you want to ensure that projects and things you undertake are linked to what people want. So one of the questions that was asked was, what type of news do you prefer most? And local news came top of the list. Mm. So that was interesting. So the fact that these two schemes will be rolled out, it's to ensure that, you know, local democracy is being covered, local authority meetings, local policing forums, things like that, district courts, circuit courts.
You guys have a whole slew of new powers as well to deal with fake news and disinformation.
We
don't
do.
You?
So it's part of our remit, I suppose, to hold platforms more accountable than heretofore. So in Comisiún na Meáin, we have a development aspect to our work, which is my own area in broadcasting. is another area. And then we have online safety and the Digital Services Act and our online safety code. So the whole area of disinformation, misinformation, making platforms accountable to themselves. We have a big media literacy campaign on underway, essentially to enable people to make it easier for them to identify the news they're consuming, if they spot disinformation.
And whether it's paid for by a political source.
Exactly, and how to flag it and how to complain about it if there's something that's wrong. There's also...
And should they complain to you guys or directly to the platform? Because if they complain to X, they're not going to get much joy.
So our job essentially at the moment is to try to make the platforms more accountable to the people they serve. So what we want to see is the platforms taking responsibility for what they do. So that's... They can come to us also, and what we as a regulator will look at systemically trying to tackle the problems that are there. That's where we come in. There's also European Media Freedom Act due to come into play later or next year, which will look at plurality, diversity, ownership. All these issues are so important in the
media. So you can't have one person owning, you know, a slew of television, radio, newspapers and all that kind of stuff, controlling the news. Do people worry about getting their news created by a computer, by AI?
They do. It's a very interesting one. Like AI, you know, it's not something that you should necessarily be afraid of. You know, we should also look at AI for the benefits that it might have. So, you know, you could be covering a meeting that might be 3 or 4 hours long or conducting a really, really long interview. And AI can
help. You can send in the AI instead of yourself.
Well, it could help you transcribe it anyway and maybe cut down time there. People are very concerned if they feel that AI is leading the news and being assisted by a human. They don't want to see that. They're worried. They're cautious about it. But they do recognise that AI can play a role also if its role is secondary rather than primary. Mm-hmm. So again, to get back to, you know, the technological advances that can stem from AI, that could help. But they do want to see the human aspect to it. It's like when you're reporting on any kind of meeting or the Dáil, or, you know, you can say what somebody said, but, like, you know, the way someone says it or the look in their eyes or their mannerisms, you know, these are the kind of things that journalists can
and the AI cannot pick up on.
AI cannot do that. So, you know, the best definition of journalism I ever heard of was, you know, I was there, this is what I saw. I don't think that's going to go away.
All right. Okay. And will this flip now to digital sourced news? Is it going to change your job? Going to make it tougher?
I don't, it's tough enough as it is. I don't know if it's going to make it much tougher. I think it's the way it's been going for a while, you know, the emphasis on digital news, but that's how people consume it. I think that the basic traits of what journalism is about, of what news reporting is about, still should remain and does remain generally, that you know, you fact check, you find out what's happening, why it's happening, and you report it in a succinct, understandable manner.
All right, Ronan, thank you very much for joining us. That's Ronan O'Donnell, Media Development Commissioner with Cumasúin Na Mban. Apologies that Galway threw away their lead yesterday against Armagh.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.